Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
This is our month of prayer, so we are going to be praying. Praise the Lord. Yesterday at the morning flavor, I started talking about conditions that warrant deliverance. There are certain symptoms when you have, it should point to a particular ailment or condition in your life. And you have to, as a believer, understand the spiritual alert system, early warning signs, to know that a storm is about to, hit a place. And so we are dealing with some of these early warning signs. And we said, number one, one of the conditions that need deliverance is when a principality resists the freedom of God's children. And we read from Exodus chapter 5 verse 1, how Pharaoh, the Lord had commissioned Moses. He said, and afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And so we know that here Pharaoh is a typology of the enemy who is holding God's children, God's inheritance, and he wouldn't let them go. He's sitting on their liberty, on their freedom, and he has no mind at all to let them go. Even though God said the time of the bondage is over. The same happened in the days of Daniel, where the prophecy, for the deliverance of the people was due, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia will not let them go. And so we see throughout the Bible these kinds of situations where God's children are in some kind of condition that has expired, but the enemy is still holding them. So you are moved from darkness to light, and Galatians 5:1 says that walk in the liberty wherein Christ has set you free. But the devil is still not interested in letting you go. And even when you try to break free, there is a pursuit for recapture. So Pharaoh, eventually by the multiplicity of the wonders of God in Egypt, decided that you guys can go. As they were going now, his sermons, his counsel, he said, have we really let them go? And they started chasing them. So you have to also understand the variable of re-pursuit for recapture when it comes to the dealings of a principality. That Bible said that Satan left Jesus for a season. So he will come back again, and the idea is to recapture. Are you here with me at all? When Bible said when a demon leaves a place, he will go to the wilderness, stay there for a while, and after that he will come back and inspect where it left. And that where is not just a space, it's also a human being. And when he finds conditions there appealing and suitable for its dwelling, the recapture is a very dangerous system. It will go back and bring seven more wicked spirits in addition to itself, becoming what? Eight. The number eight stands for new beginning. That means that with that level of wickedness, you will see that person's life would deteriorate. That's why Bible says that. And the latter part of that person will be worse than the beginning. Because you are dealing with eight crude, cruel, very wild. I don't know, am I preaching already? Very wild entities. So you can see that demons that are even cast to the wilderness, they come back. And they go, it's a back and forth. That's why you cannot be a part-time Christian. Because the demon that is dealing with you, the devil that is dealing with you, the scripture says that he knows that his time is short. And so the guy is working overtime, day and night. He's not sleeping. He's working overtime. So the child of God must be on ground. Faith must be on ground. Prayer must be on ground. Pray without ceasing. Are you here at all? All the principles for mitigating this very cruel devil's activities are on ground for us in our faith. The problem is that either we don't know the symptoms of what the devil is doing, we are not ready to apply the principles, and sometimes the inheritance of God comes under the subjugation of the devil. But today, may any principality who has mobilized itself to re-pursue your life and drag you back into darkness, may the Lord remove the shoes of their horses, ground the wheels of their chariot, and push their horsemen into the Red Sea. That amen can be born again this morning. Who can see a principality fall here this morning? Are you sure? Because you have seen it, so shall it be your testimony. The second condition one has to see to know that a deliverance is required is that when legions of demons manipulate someone carrying prophecy, when legions of demons manipulate someone who is carrying a word of prophecy or promise on their head. In Genesis chapter 49 verse 19, we see a prophecy given by Jacob over the 12 tribes of Israel. And he began to prophesy about a tribe called Gad. Gad was one of the small tribes. He said, Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Say amen. A father stood and began to prophesy over his children, and he saw into the spirit. If you are a parent, God should give you that spiritual wiring to be able to see into the spirit and to be able to, by the help of God through faith in Christ Jesus, program the future of your children based on God's plan for their lives. So Jacob saw that this God, who was one of the tribes, he said, a troop shall overcome you. A troop. Somebody say a troop. But he shall overcome at the last. So here we understand that the prophecy coming is, when a father sits children down and is blessing them before he dies, he shouldn't be talking about some of these things. That a troop, and when he was saying a troop, we will understand what a troop means. He said, you are there now, then there is an uprising. It shall overcome you first. So, being a child of God, a child of a covenant, and things fighting you, didn't start today. And it will continue forever. We are in a fight forever. In Revelations, when the Bible said that we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, the Bible said, before he said that, he said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. For Satan, your adversary, he is now with you. This place used to be a hotel, a vacation ground. But the moment Satan entered here, the whole earth became dark, full of his works. And he is the God of this world. Are you here at all? So as for fight, you will fight whether you have faith or you don't have faith. So the faith we have itself is a fight. Bible says that fight the good fight of faith. It's a fight. Because when the one of the ways devil will fight you is that you will fight your faith. He will fight you out until you don't want to use your faith again. So the devil is a fighter. Tell somebody the devil is a fighter. And you can't fight a fighter when you are a negotiator. Please be telling somebody, if you are a negotiator, you will never overcome a fighter. You need to become a fighter to overcome a fighter. Are you here at all? Some of the fight the devil brings is a street fight. It doesn't follow formula. One day I went to the stadium to watch a match. And after the match, a fight broke between two supporters. And as they were fighting, one of them put his teeth behind the back of the person he was fighting. He had gone behind the person and held the person. Oh, win when it. As he was biting the person, he was pickpocketing the person. Because the concentration of the person was on the bite. Was pickpocketing the person in our fogle. Because in a fight, everything is allowed. And we're enjoying the fact that winning all to turn the bottoms. Well, sometimes, in a battlefield, anything at all can be a weapon. Yes. Stone can be a weapon. Wood can be Samson was facing a lion and he couldn't find any weapon. What he saw was the jawbone of an ass. And he took it. In a battle, Satan can take sickness to you, can take the battle to your workplace, can take it to your children, your spouse, can anyhow. Don't you see that sometimes you beat somebody and somebody, that person will go and find somebody you love that he can beat and beat that one. Obi anene master. But a battle must not follow formula. That's why I don't watch WrestleMania. No. It's a joke. Going there, people are just acting for you. No, watch UFC. Boxing, UFC. And you're born a paya. And your camera tricks. Oh. No. You're born a paya. US near the Nina wall. You're the near wall. Yeah. You need a certain level of aggression to be able to be in the cage. And you are in the cage. You can't be running. You get tired. You need to stand at some point and what? Fight. Tell somebody be a fighter. So he told me, say, you, whether you like it or not, there is a fight ahead of you. And when it comes, it will overcome you. So you see, many believers get so down when something overcomes them. They don't understand why they honor God with their covenant of tithing, first fruit. They just sow the seed and some bad news has emerged. It can just throw them off their balance because they feel like, how can that be possible? Oh, it's possible. It's possible that before you overcome, sometimes you have to temporarily be in a mode that looks like you are losing. But all things, you know, in the end, will work together for your good. Praise the Lord. So you can start out. Sometimes you start out, your health is fighting you. You need to fight. Sometimes you start out and then your career, you won't work for 5 years. You need to fight. Sometimes you start off and then things don't go well. You can see that devil is winning. But your ability and understanding to stand and fight through the process, knowing that you shall overcome at last, should be the driving force that a Christian has, so that when you go and they say your kidney is not functioning or you need a transplant, you don't die the way an unbeliever would die for hopelessness. Because you know that in the beginning, something can overcome you, but in the end, with God, you will overcome that thing. Praise the Lord. We overcame means that we are in a battle. We are triumphant means that we are in a battle. You can't be triumphant when you are not fighting. The word triumph simply means that you are fighting to win. Is that not so? If you are not fighting, then there's no triumph for you. So tell somebody whether you like it or not. Whether you pray tongues or tanks. Tell somebody whether your tongues goes into a tank. You will still fight. Get ready to fight. Even when the fight is not there, fight ahead of time. Be a fighter. Praise the Lord. Am I preaching to somebody here at all? Sometimes boy, anybody break your heart, but it's part of the fight. Sometimes you marry and then one miscarriage, two miscarriages. It's part of the fight. You have to fight. Why? The Bible says that we will not shed our young. You have started shedding. And you have to rise and fight. Are you here at all? God's people in the Bible, in the Old Testament, boy, they lost battles, they came, reorganized, regathered themselves, went again in the power of God and won. In the New Testament, apostles, Yeshua Musa, they beat them, but in the end, they killed even some of them, but they still won. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. I can't hear you, praise the Lord. What is the key? Please, we'll come back to the scripture. In that Revelation chapter, is it 12 verse 11? Chapter 12, verse 11. Let me show you something there. What's the key? Because some people don't have a fighting heart. He said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Tell somebody, the main key now for overcoming in this battle that is confronting you is that you must be a dead body. Can't hear you. You are not talking to me at all. I'm not raising fashionistas this morning. I'm talking about dead bodies this morning. You have to be a dead body. Are you here at all? One who is a, they love not their lives unto the dead. That means that the phenomenon of death could not scare them. The reality of death could not make them not to engage. They were engaging regardless of death staring them in the face. They were not running away from danger. They were walking through the danger thinking that we have been insulated by our God. He's going to take care of us. The danger is here. We have to go through it. Go through the valley of the shadow, not of life, not of party, but of death. If it is a court, oh yeah, go through. Are you here at all? If it's an ailment, go through. If it is, you have been sad, go through it. Don't die. Sometimes if you are not careful, you will love your skin so much that when there is a fight, you are looking at where you are bleeding. Warriors don't look at where they are bleeding. They look at where they have come, master strength to overcome the next thing coming after them. That's why sometimes when you are watching a movie, you even say it's trick. You know, how can Ninseme Buno or two blow? Wow. People can switch to other dimensions. Adrenaline is there. People can switch to, your preparation gives you more capacity to work beyond how a normal person works. I was watching a boxing match between Gervonta Davis and Isaac Cruz. That Cruz is a dead body. And as they were fighting, Tank, Davis, his nickname is Tank. He broke his hand. One of his hands, he broke it. And I think that was his power hand, the left hand. He broke it around. That was one of the few matches that he had gone 12 rounds. And he was fighting a major killer. And he's a champion. He needed to maintain his title. And he broke his power hand. So he used one hand to fight from like round 7, 8 till round 12. He used every skill. Swerving blows, hitting with the right hand. And he couldn't also show the opponent that he had hurt his left hand. You know everything. Like something small happens now when you are coming to church. Now we know from your facial expression. We can even go to your stadiums and know that it didn't work. Yeah, because the enemy must know that something is wrong. And everybody must know that something. You can tell somebody, get out of that place. I said, look at somebody, say, get out of there. Where plenty in your day? You know, sometimes when the devil knows you are hurt, it emboldens him to come after you. Yeah, that's why sometimes they will hit a boxer with a heavy shot and you'll be smiling. That's our canon, no. Sometimes you have to fake it. I'm telling you, it's not like you are not in pain. No. You are in pain, but you are smiling. Am I preaching to somebody here at all? I don't know why did the preaching come to pass this side? Boy, you don't smile because everything is going. I will praise him through my pain. I will praise him through my storms. I know he's working. You sing it, but when you are in it, you try to melt. It's a lie. Tell somebody it's a lie. It's a lie. You need that energy to come alive. It's a mentality. Knowing that God has gone ahead of me. He says that it is okay to me. He says that they love not their lives unto the dead. The things you love, death will come for them. You love your life, death will be threatening it. You love your work, you love your family, you love your integrity, death will come for it. But you need to be a fighter. Praise the Lord. So let's go back to God. God, when you start life, and these people are tabernacling with their father, he's about to go, and he says that now that you are going out to be independent, this is what is going to meet you. A troop shall overcome you, but you shall overcome at the last. Say, I'm an overcomer. I mean, in 1 John, he said, 1 John 4, 4. Let's read that scripture. See, tell somebody, I'm an overcomer, I'm an overcomer. Come on. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Say, I am of God. Even though I'm a little child, I have overcome. Why? Because Christ is inside of me. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm an overcomer. Even though I am fighting battles, the design is that in the end, I must overcome. That should be some joy for you, is that also? That I know I'm fighting a battle. It doesn't matter how strong or weak I find myself. It has been designed that in the end, Kelabe will show. Whether it's a tree that will kill the killer, whether it's a stray bullet that will kill the killer, whether what a house that will break and kill the killer, what we know is that you are not going to win based on your natural strength. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. In the end, the design is that you have already overcome. Are you here at all? We are acting a movie. Tell somebody it's a movie, it's a movie. And we know the end of the movie. We know that in the end, Kelasra will die. Kelasumwi. Hey, that barrenness is a dead, is a goner. Deader than deadiest. Are you here at all? Deader than the deadiest. It's a god. Tell somebody it's dead, it's gone, it's dead, it's gone. If you don't understand the dynamics of warfare, you see, when soldiers are going to war, they tell them the rules of engagement. When you don't understand the rules of engagement, you fight hopelessly and helplessly. But when you understand that the design is that in the end, you will overcome. No matter whatever is happening, you know that in the end, I'm going to overcome. Praise the Lord. So he said, so that was a prophecy for God. But I want us to come into the New Testament. This is the Old Testament. And in Mark chapter 5, go to verse 1 or something like that. Let's just read from there. And they came over onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the what? Gadarenes. Into the country of what? I can't hear you. Gadar what? Do you remember the person Jacob prophesied to? What was his name? Gad. So they came into, now they are on the promised land. And then Jesus and his disciples have come to that realm, that place where the Gadites, where the tribe of Gad, where they dwell, they came into the region. And he found in that place, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. Remember that Gad will be captured, a troop will capture him. That's the prophecy. The man is carrying prophecy. And so Jesus, many years, comes to the place of these people who are carrying prophecies but are being held by the devil. And when he came out of the boat, remember when Jesus was coming out of this boat or traveling by this boat, there were a lot of turbulence on the water. Because Jesus was coming into a Kairos moment where he was going to meet a man carrying prophecy and yet subdued by the devil. And so, devil was doing everything possible to stop Jesus from coming there, tumbling their boat, putting water there, the storm, the wind, different matter as I'm preaching, and something will be happening here. He was just trying to stop the Savior because it was the time for these Gadites living in the region of the Gadarene to be free. So when he got there, this man met him. And when he met him, the Bible said he was living in the tombs. Who had his dwelling among the tombs? And no man could bind him. No, not with chains. Fully taken over by the devil because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him. Or the thick chains, weak chains. And the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. When Satan and demons are working against you, helpers cannot help you. You will need a divine intervention. Praise the Lord. Teaching can change your location, make you hurt yourself. The Bible said, next verse please. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. When you see people doing drugs, hurting themselves, something is holding them. When you see people making wrong decisions that will continue to hurt their lives, something is manipulating them. Are you here at all? When you see people sleeping where they are not supposed to be sleeping, sleeping in the midst of the dead, having certain relationships and fellowships and associations, you have to know that, Ale, nobody hates themselves so much that they love the people who make them addicted to drugs and prostitution and everything. No, nobody is like that. It has to be something doing you. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Come on, we are getting there. 7. Give me speed. And cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." That's not a man talking. That's an entity talking. And in verse 8, it says, "For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." So, we will learn what kind of troop Jacob was prophesying about, was going to take over God. And in the next verse, the Bible said, "And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are what? Many." A legion of demons is, you know, a legion is a military language. Jacob used the military language that a troop of about 1,000 or something, or 6,000, will overcome you. And when the prophecy came, God was the papa God, the grandpa God, never saw that troop physically. But the generational seed came to be possessed by demons whose numbers were correlating and collaborating the prophecy that a troop will overtake this bloodline, this family. Demons, legions. Look at, you know, generations will come, they will give different names to the hypertension. They will give, the old generation say troop, new generation say legion, next generation say, it's just semantics, so. But it's the same thing happening. The same poverty is happening, but they gave it lack of resources then. This time around is lack of capability. Are you here at all? Next one is lack of aspiration and quest. Next one, now they will say that it is whatever. I mean, the name can change, but the devil working is the same. Yeah, like the way fashion changes, but Charlie, dressing is dressing. They said troop. He said legion. And when you check the definition of a legion, you will see that it's just confirming the prophecy of old. So when Jesus met this guy, he said, "Kai, today is the day of prophecy. Power must jump power." Are you here at all? People will be held for a long time until they encounter the intervention of the Lord. So in verse 9, he said, "We are a legion." And he besought him. He was begging. "What is your name?" He said, "I'm a legion." So that grandchild, this is the generational, New Testament generational person who needed to be delivered. And we will find out that this man who was behaving mad, living in the tombs, screaming in the mountains, people could not pass there, chasing people, breaking chains, hurting himself, no man could help. We will see the real prophecy on his head. The real, look at verse 15. When Jesus now prayed for him, Bible said, "And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid." So the people of the area, everyone knew that this guy, he's been a mad guy, a very troublesome guy, blah, 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 blah. On that day, when they came, they saw that, wow, the guy was calm, dressed in his right mind, sitting with Jesus. You see, this is the picture of what should happen when you are in the church for a while. You should be calm from your attitude. Calm. In your right mind. As a Christian. Next level. When you are in your right mind, one of the things that we can see is your dressing. You see that this guy used not to dress so, but now he was sitting calm, clothed. So if you are in Christ for a long time and you don't want to wear dress, It's a sign of demonic manipulation. It's a sign that you are not in your right sense. It's a sign that something is doing you. There's no problem when you come in like that, but after a while, when you encounter Jesus, we should see all these signs. So, that's verse 15. They saw that he was delivered. Verse 20, Jesus was living, and the Bible said, and he departed and began, this man who was mad, he began to preach in the Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. So this man was behaving as a madman, living in the tombs. He was a great evangelist who had the capacity over 10 regions or 10 cities. He's a bishop over 10 cities at Decapolis. All of that were swallowed in prophecy within this man who had been captured by the devil. Cities were inside of him. Businesses were inside of him. Greatness was inside of him. Until the deliverance happened, we couldn't see what is really, really this man that is behaving mad. Not knowing he's an evangelist. With the capacity of owning real estate in 10 different countries. Devil are taking over. Not one devil. Legions. Demons everywhere. You turn here, you see demons. You turn there, you see demons. But you see, when you see some people behaving small, that's not their real size. The real size is after the deliverance. Are you here at all? I love it. There is some face towel like that. When you go to like a proper restaurant. I'm not talking about proper, like where you understand. Yeah. So proper, they will give you one small pack. It's like a sanitary, a small one. And you give it when you just tap there, you just pour small water on it. You see what will come out. That thing that has been compressed as small, you may see it as something that is insignificant, not too valuable. But you let water touch it and see what will come out. A whole face towel will come out. Sometimes a whole towel can be compressed as a tennis ball. So if you are from my village and you go to the hotel and they tell you these are your washroom kits, and you say, where is the towel? The towel is a tennis ball. Are you here at all? There are people here who are living small, but inside them is greatness. Today, that water of the power of God that will deliver you for you to blossom, may that power come upon you. Shout a louder amen. Not knowing cities were in this man until he encountered the power of Jesus Christ. Devils were running everywhere. This man, I didn't come to preach story to you. I came to preach practicals. That as we are preaching, as this man encountered Jesus and his life took a turn for the better, this is how from today your life is going to take a turn for the better. When you encounter the power of God in prayer, you encounter the power of God in fasting, you encounter the power of God in fellowship with the brethren, when you stay in the presence of God. Once this man met, it's not Jesus that came to him. Bible says he met Jesus. He went to the presence and started inquiring, why are you here? To torment us. There are things tormenting you. They would rather speak than you are about to talk. When power of God jams, it will be a torture for hell. Are you here at all? Torture for whatever has been tormenting you all your life. There are people, no matter how hard they try, it doesn't work. Because demons, why you start behaving? Business is not working. Career is not working. Help us. Look at this guy. Bible said no man could help him. Now how can you live in this life and no man can help you? He had been isolated and relegated to the tombs where there is no life. Dead people's you know, territory. That's where he was living. Making noise. Shouting, screaming. When he hear people screaming, I'm hungry. I feel like dying. God punished the devil. This man was carrying prophecy that in the end, you must overcome. Not knowing that the Decapolis was inside him. Not knowing that an evangelist was inside of him. Today, whatever prophecy you are carrying, the Lord will bring it to pass after the encounter this morning. That amen can be better than it is right now. Are you here at all? All you need is an encounter with the power of God. And one of the keys that will give you access to this encounter with the power of God is prayer. Sometimes if you are aggressive enough, you will consolidate it with what? Fasting. Say, this kind goeth not. Except by prayer first and fasting. Or fasting and prayer. But I love it when you are praying first, then you add the fast. Praise the Lord. There are things no man can solve for you. When Daniel was put in the lion's den, nobody could help him. It had to be a supernatural intervention. There are things, no matter how people love you, blah, 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 can ever get, you need God. And the devil will make sure that you will not even have appetite for that supernatural encounter. That's why when you are in trouble, you don't feel like praying. And when you are praying too, your mind is roaming. Yeah, because you are looking, I don't know what you are looking for. But the real thing is that it's not by might. It's not by power, but by the spirit of the... Are you here at all? Is God talking to somebody now? You stand and say, hey! They gave prophecy to grandpa. That trouble was coming. The trouble has met me, but I'm the game changer. You stand in the place of prayer. They that know their God, they shall walk strong and do exploit. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Are you here at all? They shall mount up with wings. You begin to mount. You begin to pray. You begin to pray yourself and your generation out of the power of the legion. One man took a step to the presence of Jesus, and devils came out. When devils come out, greatness shows. When devils come out, are you here at all? Testimonies will show. When devils you will not, you see, that sickness after today, you will not see it again in Jesus' name. The whole month we are fasting. And this morning, practicals. Kolasu falata. Are you ready to pray? Or I should preach more. Tell somebody, develop an appetite for prayer. Develop it. Do you know how many men walk by that path but could not help this brother? He was carrying prophecy. Tell somebody, I carry prophecy. I'm not hearing you at all. Why do you talk like that? Say it, let it come out. Say, I carry prophecy. When you carry prophecy, a legion will come after you. If you don't carry, no problem. But if you carry prophecy on your head, when you make a mistake, legions will come after you. When you don't make a mistake, legions will come after you. As for the legions, by all means, they must come after you. So when you make a mistake, you learn from the mistakes. And you still pray through. Because you still need God to intervene. If you didn't make a mistake and the troop, he said a troop will overcome you. That's a coup. A spiritual coup on your destiny. It will happen. Are you here at all? A coup will happen. But stand, because it shall be averted. Charlie, you can't give the devil time. If you give the devil time, he will bring reinforcement. 7 more wicked spirits. That's why now that you have started seeing the symptoms, start fighting through with prayer. Are you here at all? Develop. Some people, their energy is naturally low. Yeah, very low energy. Everything, you start slow. Try. What is it? Are you here? Yeah. You can't be planning with a demon that is acting. Don't plan with an action person. Because an action person doesn't plan. The plan is action. Every time is acting. Recently, I told one person abroad that your lawyer is very stupid. Yes, because every time this person is taking you to court, and all you are doing is defending yourself. Meanwhile, you have enough to start going aggressive against this useless brain. Yes, now. Sometimes the best way to defend is to start being on the front foot. They are taking you to court. 1, 2, 3. Ha. With all the evidence you have, you won't take me again. The next one, let me go take you. Are you here? Stop all this. Learn to fight. When you are at fault, beg for forgiveness. Are you here at all? When people beg you for forgiveness, you can forgive. If there are payment to make, make. Yeah, sometimes they will forgive you and you still pay now. And you too, you be when you forgive, okay, oh yeah, pay me. As for the fighting there, don't go down like that. And I'm not even talking about physical things, I'm talking spiritual. Wake up. Do what? Wake up and fight. And the believer does not fight flesh and blood. The believer fight entities. Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against one, principalities. Ephesians 6:12. Against what? Powers. Against the rulers of the darkness, not in Jupiter, but of this world. And against spiritual wickedness, not here in high places. That's it's not in your realm. You don't see them, they see you, they operate whether you like it or not. You can't stop anybody from operating. So you to position yourself in Christ to fire and fire and fire and fire and fire. Lefedu saklapata lakuta. Lift up your hand right now and say, Holy Ghost, this morning I have no power of my own. I depend on you, Holy Spirit, for my deliverance, for my freedom. Therefore, right now, any area of my life being hijacked by a troop of legions of demons, I pray for your intervention. Let your presence scatter that power holding me bound, stopping me from becoming the prophecy upon my destiny. Say, my Father, I soak my life in the blood of Jesus, and I declare right now, any power that is after my soul, any legion of demons holding grounds, transferring aggression, programs, strategies from the generations past unto my own generation, because the prophecy is due. Say, Father, in this Kairos moment, let your power hit my ground now and loose my destiny from any force of darkness. Say, as I pray right now, let your fire begin to answer any legion of demons. Open your mouth right now and pray. Somebody pray.
Are you better? Everybody, any power? with you. Your convenient time for hell. We fight pressure. The pressure of the Holy Ghost over the devil and his timing by the authority of the blood. We overcome every satanic process, prolonged process, prolonged bondage. We command it now.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.